What's worse, that introduction or the fact that fucking Haley J is number 9 on a list of 200?
It got blood to laugh. It got blood to laugh. That's the important.
Oh, fucking shit. Welcome to the Roundtable for Wrestling Podcast. Monday Night Raw Recap. I'm your boy, the franchise, joined by Sunday Center, Chemical Julian, J Security, along with Minnie Mouse.
Oh, boy. Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie. What's God up, boys? Damn. What is up, guys? God damn it.
I'm not doing good.
Ultimate hater. I'm tired of Cody. Yeah, I'm tired of this shit, too. Welcome to the roundtable, guys. Monday Night Raw, it was here. It happened.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it was a show. Yeah.
They still didn't give us an answer if Cody was going to face Seth. I mean, it's not like...
You know, I'm to the point where I don't even care. Like, Thursday live on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The press conference live from Las Vegas. We're going to finally get some answers there, hopefully.
But I love the fact that the Rocky sucks chant happened. That made my day.
I did miss the first 15 minutes of the show. So, Julian, why don't you break it down for us?
Here's a question. Why are they coming from Las Vegas?
That's going to be next year's WrestleMania.
You don't know that.
That's ridiculous. I don't know why they're coming from Vegas. Why not be in Philadelphia?
Because that's where... I think UFC's headquarters.
I mean, I know that's where Super Bowl is this week.
I think Endeavor's headquartered in Las Vegas.
All right, that makes sense then.
Or does it?
Yeah, it does.
Does anything make sense anymore?
It's wrestling. Nothing makes sense.
It's all the work.
Especially the list that we saw earlier.
Oh, that fucking list.
Really? Fucking Jay. That's all I'm going to say.
Ally, and that's wrestling.
I don't even want to ever talk about that list. That list was ridiculous.
That was something else.
It was something. Julian, how are you doing?
Oh, shit. Hello.
All right. So, you know, Raw kicked off as you'd expect with Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes in the ring doing their little promo. Basically, Seth Rollins is like, please pick me, Cody, because you're the best in the business, and I need to know that since I'm the workhorse champion, that I'm still the best, and I'm better than you because I need to beat you to validate my championship.
AKA, please pick me. Bro, I want to be at WrestleMania.
Anyway, so out comes Drew McIntyre, and Drew's like, why are you trying to fight him, dude? You're like 0-3. He already beat you 3 times. Which we pointed out a few days ago on the podcast.
Facts. Shout out to the weekday for joining us.
He beat you with a torn pet. Like, right. You're 0-3. He done whooped you.
You're 0-3 against a crippled.
Yeah. He's like, at least you can go find Roman and get your lick back because, you know, you kind of took that L at last Mania, you know, run-ins aside and whatnot, you still took the L. You know,
that's right.
Drew's like, that's where you need to go. And Drew
thank
is
you very much for rating this Turnbuckle Studios.
Actively Drew petitioning. Made a point. Drew is actively petitioning to go after Seth at Mania. He had his butt Seth and then throws hands with Drew. I mean, throws hands with Cody, and then Drew gets knocked out the ring and he leaves smiling. So, I mean, you know, whatever. I don't think that Drew is going to insert himself into this unless you do some sort of screwy series of three-way matches, but, you know, whatever. Then we had Bad Blood, your favorite. A fatal four-way, a tag team fatal four-way qualifier match.
I hate those. The winner takes on Butch and Tyler Bates. Why are you shaking your head, Josh?
I would hope
you
not. Think,
why do you? Why, Josh? Let's sidebar right quick. Josh, you have a lot of hate in your heart recently.
That's rich coming you from you.
Hating on AEW.
No, I hate how it's
hating on The Rock. And now you're hating on DIY. True. Do you not like
being I don't like Johnny Gargano. I
so you know
like
what?
Why do you not like Gargano?
I just don't like
I'm okay with the hate on DIY simply because they had a tag team match for the tag team championships last week on Raw. And they lost.
Yeah, but that happened a week ago.
Guess what that means? Guess what that means?
Back of the line.
First of all, this ain't AEW. There ain't no ranking system here.
Back of the line. Get to the back.
Hey,
go ahead and bring up the Creed brothers. Not bring them up, but like you let the Creed brothers be next. Let let the New Day be next. Let the Usos be next.
Let the Awesome Truth had a million and one title shots.
Here's the thing. Back in line. Rooted for Imperium to win.
Oh, we won the qualifier match. Oh, we're number one contenders again. You just had a match last week. Like, how many times does that get to happen? What if you are just the kings of the number one contenders?
Bay, that's a good possibility.
And like you, every time you get to the main dance, you lose, but you win all the other number one contender matches. You know what that makes you? That makes you
number one loser.
Oh, wait a minute.
King of the bums.
That's what Roman said about Seth Rollins' belt.
Here's the thing. The tag team division is gutted. So even if you go to the back of the line, you're still pretty damn close to the front of it.
That's the thing.
Back of the line is the front of the line.
They had enough people to have a fatal four-way. And if you had wanted to make it a fatal five-way, they could have squeezed, they could put the Awesome Truth in there. They could put in a couple other people. So I mean they've got enough bodies. I mean, they've got numbers. They just, keep on pushing DIY down our throats.
Well, let's be fair.
Like Cody Rhodes.
Let's be fair. No matter who wins between DIY and Tyler Bates and Butch.
The loser is us.
Judgment Day is not losing the tag titles. Because the Judgment Day is going to take the tag titles to WrestleMania and lose them to Awesome Truth. That's pretty freaking clear by the book and lately.
I mean, so what you're saying, so there's over on SmackDown, there's Pretty Deadly. There's Butch and Tyler Bates.
Master Bates.
There's Legado del Fantasma. There's the LWO. There's the Street Profits. Mm-hmm. Isn't Grayson Waller the Testament. Theory tag team?
Oh, yeah. Waller and Theory, yeah.
Yeah.
Testament.
So yeah. I mean, there's plenty.
Can't remember of the test. AOP.
They could do a tag team gauntlet match if they want to, and have that shit like be all of night one.
Bring back Top Dollar, and we can have
Top Dollar in GCW.
No, B-Fab is hanging out with Bobby Lashley.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. So let me just point this out right quick
without being nasty.
Let me just, I don't know what I was going to say. I lost my mind while you're going through all those tag teams.
You would never.
But yeah, I mean, it just, It's obvious they're setting up for Judgment Day versus.
Oh, wait, we forgot about the Good Brothers.
I think WWE forgot about the Good Brothers.
The OC, yeah.
I think WWE forgot about them too.
Hey, everybody. I know that you guys know her as Mia Yim, but in the hood, we call her Meachim. So that's her new name. Meachim, write it down.
No.
That's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N. That's wrestling.
I like that Barstool show. Anyway, I think that they have so much going on with the Roman Rock. Shout out to Chris Parrish. They got the Roman Rock, CM Punk, fucking Drew McIntyre, whatever, Roman Reigns, all of the shit they got going on, Cody Rhodes, that they're like literally like focusing just on that.
Correct.
And it's draining the rest of the show. WrestleMania night one, night two. They need more matches than just that match.
So, so you got Bayley and...
still got 2 months.
You got Bayley and Io Sky.
Yeah. Which they barely talked about tonight.
Which is hilarious to me that Bayley's the baby face right now. Yeah. The sympathetic baby face.
Yeah.
Well, she turned into
You've been talking behind my back in Japanese, but guess what? I learned some Japanese from hanging out with you, and I know what you've been saying about me.
Ooh. Hey, you know what? Now that you brought that up, Julian, and Bad Blood have been talking behind my back in Ebonics, but being around you so much, I picked up
Correct. A little Ebonics on the
Anyway.
You're like, but I grew up in the hood. I talk jive. Rise.
Just because he won a Black History Month trivia, he think he can come to the barbecue. No, you can't be bringing in celery with the goddamn...
Hey, goddamn, wait till geez. Wednesday when...
Can't even bring in that celery with the cheese spread and the fucking raisins.
Wait till this Wednesday when I become a two-time Black History Month champion.
You don't know that.
That's right.
Oh, Josh, you wouldn't know a black person if they showed up on your board. Shut up.
At least I could tell the difference between R-Truth and the Pope.
First of all, that was not my fault. That was a trick question. You can't put two
trick question, huh? Trick question.
You can't put two black people on the screen and be like, "Who is this?" Trip everyone up.
Wait a second. Just to be fair, was that not a true false question?
It was a true false question.
You had a 50-50 chance.
And he got it wrong.
Yeah, and I got it right.
I'm not half having of the answer.
Half of him was
true
right.
True false. The
half
person of him was sitting racist. Next to Kofi Kingston is our truth. You were like, oh, shit, yeah.
You got it wrong and I got it right. So
at least
it
was a trick question.
I also got it right.
It was a trick question. I thought R-Truth was hiding in the background.
Wow. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, those comments, just comments alone, they do not reflect those of the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast, especially in Black History Month.
I thought it was Tom and Nick Mysterio.
Wow. Those dastardly twins, Tom and Nick.
Those dastardly twins.
So you tell me that wasn't Sweet Sapphire next to him?
Wow, you're just a common man.
Hey, second match of the night was Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler in a qualifying match.
It's the night of the qualifiers.
I barely paid attention to this match.
And oh, dude, I fell asleep.
Women, we know.
I straight up dozed off.
I did fall asleep in the chair.
Bunch of sexist on this show.
Dude, I remember them showing Becky walk into the ring, and I was like, and I just knocked out.
I watched with bated breath.
You sure about that?
That reminds me of what I was going to say a minute ago, but I forgot. If this was the Attitude Era, they would turn Tyler Bates into a karate master and call him Master Bates. And that would be the greatest gimmick of all time.
No.
Also true.
Can we get Vince Russo back on the board?
The sad part is he is right.
Yeah, and he would have Zawa, and he would have almost as the super black ninja behind him.
Oh, wait.
They were booing Rock, and Cole said they're back to 1996. Was the best line of the night. The show was really good. a casual fan, and my fiance was asking things. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's talk about this casual fan. Casual fans are going to watch the show because The Rock is on the show, obviously.
Correct.
Casual fans think that The Rock has been wrestling this whole fucking time. And they're probably going to be like, where's Hulk Hogan? Where's the Ultimate Warrior? Where's Yokozuna?
He's in Saudi Arabia getting ready for the next greatest Royal Rumble.
You know, that's what the casual wrestling fan is going to say. And that's why they're selling. They're going to sell WrestleMania out like that. On the casual fan, the Hollywood fan.
Correct.
It was sold out. Announced Rock Roman.
But
WrestleMania sells out just the fact it's called WrestleMania.
Dude, it's Rock Roman for right now.
I think there's a big swerve coming.
WrestleMania sells out based on the fact that it's WrestleMania. And now, being that you don't have to sell pay-per-views, it doesn't really matter. What would you say, Julian?
He was asking what Bad Blood was drinking.
Somebody should make a song for wrestling fans. Oh, there's a swerve coming.
There is a song. It's called R-A-S-S-L-I, and that's wrestling.
I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a swerve, and Swerve Strickland ain't going to be part of it. But they're going to be a swerve. I think, me personally, they're going to unify the championships at WrestleMania.
Oh, God.
Sure.
No, they're not going to. That would be the dumbest thing. What would be the fucking point?
It would be dumb.
Oh, okay. Oh, what would be the point? I can answer that for you right now.
Roman beating Hogan's record.
Seth Rollins' title got buried on SmackDown this past
Sunday. Oh, it got more than buried. It got more than buried.
Shovel.
Yo, that belt is now 10 feet deep. Fuck 6 feet. That belt is the shit.
He said out loud what we were all saying when that belt debuted.
Yep.
And we were like, you're the best of the seconds. It's the loser title. He's like, I beat everybody. So they had to go make a new title for all the losers who couldn't beat me. He's like, that's the second best title. And I was like, he's not telling lies.
So I went back and watched that promo like you guys told me to. I went back and watched it. And the fact that he kept saying number twos, that belt is the number two belt. In all those guys are the number twos. So you mean to tell me that all those guys are the shits?
That's what he was saying. All over that belt.
That's exactly what he was saying.
The piss on the belt. Yeah.
No, he was shitting on that belt, brother. I'm sorry.
But
he wasn't lying. We keep saying that heels tell the truth.
But he wasn't lying. And that's the whole thing. Like, but the funny thing is, for him to come out there and say it out loud.
Thanks a lot. And exquisitely, thank you for joining us.
I work 10 times as less and get paid 10 times as more. Oh, your workhorse champion is the one walking around with a limp and a bad back.
Roman, you just
came out here. Cat, cat, cat.
Don't you put horses down when they can't work anymore?
Yeah.
He put that belt down. He
taking a trip to the factory.
Damn. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I would be surprised if R-Truth came out with the revived 24/7 belt and pinned Seth Rollins 1-2-3 clean.
I mean, honestly, bro, like the way he talked about that belt, not only did it bury it, and we say bury it because like he the belt, we always say the belt doesn't make the man makes the title.
Correct.
Well, I'm sorry. Seth Rollins is fucking amazing in the ring. The guy can go. The guy really is a workhorse, and I like the fact that that belt is the workhorse title. But the way Roman buried the championship so bad, everything that Seth has done with that belt doesn't mean shit now.
Yeah. But the thing is, we already have a workhorse title. It's called the Intercontinental Championship.
Exactly.
Facts.
Exactly.
605 days today. Gunther, 605 days today.
Yep.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that because I wasn't sold on that either.
So, next match, we had a mixed tag match with Alpha Academy, Tozawa and Maxxine Dupri versus Valhalla and Ivar.
Okay, so let me take this real quick. Let me go ahead and take this.
Sure, I don't want it.
The floor is yours.
This match on a scale of 1 to 10 was a -50. It was horrible.
Are you talking about that spot in the corner between...
In the corner, yes, Maxine Dupree. Dude, it was so fucking bad. Dude, you got Chad Gable. You got Chad Gable, who is a world-class wrestler.
Yes.
The guy can teach a wet... The guy can teach a broom to fucking wrestle. The guy can teach a wet bag, a wet paper bag to wrestle. But he can't teach Maxine Dupree. This was the worst. I mean, I've seen some shitty women's wrestling. But this right here was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. I feel bad for fucking Valhalla for taking that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for going through with it.
Yeah, for going through with it. It was the worst shit. Following
through like a pro.
Bro, like a champ. She fucking was like, all right, I'm going to sit here for 3 minutes while you position yourself. Wait, no, don't sit on my back. No, wait, take your leg, put it over here. No, spin around. Okay, now go ahead and roll. No, roll this way. No, roll this way. That's how fucking bad it was. Sarah Logan must be pissed. You're goddamn right.
Yeah.
That match, just like R-Truth, has set black wrestlers back 100 years. That match set women wrestlers back 100 years.
Sarah Logan's worst. A legit good woman wrestler. I felt bad.
Yes. That match was so horrible.
Dude,
like, I couldn't wait.
This whole gimmick.
I couldn't wait for you to fucking bring that match up so I can take a number two, a steaming hot Cleveland steamer on that fucking match. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know when I'm on here, I'm a proponent for women's wrestling. I love women's wrestling. I support women's wrestling. That right there was the shits.
Oh, that is true.
That was the unadulterated diarrhea. That was the wet boo-boo farts. That was the shit. That was greener than goose shit. That was like tapioca boo-boo shits. That's what that was. All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Our next match, we saw The Miz versus JD McDonagh with Dominic Mysterio.
This match.
Now, let's make one thing clear. The Miz was not losing this match.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Now, you may be thinking, but Julian, with JD McDonagh's head being so big, if The Miz hits him with the Skull Crushers finale, he'll have to hit it at least 3 times to make a dent. And I know I can see your logic right there. But I think just by the sheer weight of his head, he goes down harder anyway. And it probably ends up turning into an impaler DDT. So The Miz has to maintain control of this situation the whole time. You know, he might just like roll his. When Miz hits the Skull Crusher finale, go to usgs.com and look for local earthquakes. And I'm sure that it was probably like a 1.2, maybe a 2.0 on the Richter scale when that big ass noggin, Nathan McDonagh, hit the ring, hit the mat. In fact, it would have been funny if they rigged the ring to collapse in on itself, like the Rock's Suplex Big Show, and just have JD McDonagh's head hit the mat and the whole thing just fall in on itself.
Wow.
But I don't remember who it was. I don't want to credit the wrong person for our conspiracy theory. But.
C-O-Inspiracy.
R-Truth? Might be a
goddamn
mastermind.
Genius. He's a that was me. He is a fucking mastermind. All these years, y'all think he's been playing stupid? Nah, it's a master the plan.
The fix is in.
Yeah, he's an evil mastermind. He's smart. He knows.
Sean Ross Sapp cornered him and asked him a question and said, he said, are you truly just a mastermind? And he said, my bad, dog. And he walked away.
So this could be him and Miz have a plan all along.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing everybody, and this is the way the Miz brings down Judgment Day for some silly, you know, whatever beef he may have had.
I mean, let's look at the members of Judgment Day, though. We got Rhea Ripley. We got Mommy. We got Finn Balor. We got Senora Money in the Bank, Damian Priest. We got JD McDonagh. And we got that fucking dual tag team twin brothers, Tom and Nick Mysterio.
Okay. Sidetrack real quick.
Tom and Nick Mysterio.
With this whole thing going on with Vince and Brock Lesnar being implicated in a part of the festivities.
Oh, God.
Brock has been pulled. He was pulled from the Rumble. And from various news sources I was reading and listening to, they were saying that the plan was for Dominic Mysterio to throw Brock out the Rumble.
And for them to have a match at Elimination Chamber.
Brock, bro, what? you picked the wrong time. WWE should have just let it slide and like canceled him later just to let Dominic throw him out. Bro, I cannot tell you how much shit Dominic would have been talking on Raw. I don't care if he went out immediately after. He would have been calling himself the Giant Killer. I mean, just
the Destroyer of Gods.
Yeah. I mean, he would have been doing this. Oh, you want to talk about somebody getting booed? But oh, like, he would have had a right to brag.
Unlike Parker Boudreaux, Dominic Mysterio would have had the street cred to do that.
That would have been great.
Lies.
Anyway, Gunther had his 600-day championship celebration.
605.
No, he's coming out spinning real fast. I mean, dude's longest reigning Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, and he's looked good doing it for all 600 days. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, we're going to have a surprise run-in. I was like, Goldberg?
I wish Ryback.
If Goldberg would have showed up, I would have just turned my TV off.
So here's the thing. Jey Uso is Intercontinental Champion? No. Who should it be? It should have been Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn needs to get his league back. At one point, he had dual titles. He needs to come back with the whole conspiracy theory. I know you're probably like, damn, I've watched a show in a year and I'm hearing the same thing. Yeah, we say the same shit over and over until it happens. Because we're fans of Sami Zayn conspiracy theory.
Just like the 3MB reunion.
Yeah, all that. If you weren't watching
Barbecue Place Zayn
during his run as Intercontinental Champion, you missed a freaking treat. I mean, dude was fire. Interviews were fire. The talking smack and all that.
Dressed like Castro.
Dressed like Castro, yeah.
Sammy
so Zayn. Anyway, but yeah, instead of Jey Uso.
Yeah, I love that match.
The best part of this.
I love Sami Zayn, Johnny Knoxville, but don't give me Roman Rock.
Center. While on paper, you know what? While on paper, Sami Zayn, Johnny Knoxville looked like trash.
It was good. It was.
These guys took chicken shit and made chicken cordon bleu out of it.
They did.
Same thing with Logan Paul. I shitted on Logan Paul.
I did too.
We all did. And I apologize. Like, 1,000%.
I did.
I fucking shit all over that.
Not me. Y'all.
I was like, Logan Paul, what the fuck? What do you mean, you people?
That Johnny Knoxville match was so damn.
Oh, the giant rat trap. That was
fun. Oh, that was great. Oh, dude, Wee Man coming out.
Wee Man, the giant man. I mean, it was one of those things where you're like, I could possibly be watching Wrestle Kingdom right now. Like, it was like just some random stuff that was going on.
It just needed Bam Margera to jump out with the needle still inserted in his arm.
Yeah, wow. It was highly entertaining. But, you know, Sammy definitely I don't know if they can turn Jimmy and Jay feuding over the IC title. So I don't know. But
Sammy,
I mean, that's supposed to be the match for WrestleMania, Jimmy versus Jay. So
okay, good. Maybe during Elimination Chamber, Jimmy will interfere and cost Jay the match.
Probably.
Yeah.
Sammy is someone that has taken everything they've given him and got it over.
Yep.
And I feel like WWE hates him for that.
You're probably not.
They hate him for doing his job. Like,
yes. Look at the history. Zack Ryder got himself over to the point where people were chanting for him when The Rock came out during the whole once in a lifetime fucking setup. Yeah. People were chanting for Zack Ryder. What did WWE did? Had him get cucked and pushed off a stage in a wheelchair.
I mean,
wasn't that by John Cena?
I was about to say, didn't John Cena?
Yeah, John Cena cucked him and Kane threw him off the stage.
Hey, at least it wasn't Kane.
No, Kane threw him off the stage.
Oh,
yeah. John Cena just cucked him. I mean, Kane would have cucked him, but the girl was still alive.
That was like in real life.
Yeah, the girl had to be dead.
What the fuck?
Way too soon. Way too soon.
That happened like 20 years ago.
Still, in the wake of all the shit with Vince McMahon. Way too
whoa,
soon.
Whoa, nobody's dead.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Maybe Katie Vick was the first NDA of Vince McMahon.
Oh my God.
You listed as a plaintiff or as a defendant?
Blasphemy. You do not
blasphemy.
That's the CO conspiracy right there. CO conspiracy.
Bro, what if the NDA was signed on May 19th? And then when they say that in court, Kane just pops up out of the jury box and choke slams everyone.
Wow.
And he's like, don't say May 19th.
You remember way too much about that angle.
He sure does.
And then Luke Gallows comes out.
Oh, jeez.
In his Kane mask.
And the bell rings and he just goes crazy.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. And then he gets.
Someone starts screaming biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. And then CM Punk comes out and saves him.
Wow. We have
a watch along head, of yep. the Kane versus Imposter head. Kane match.
A gay match? What?
What?
Kane versus Imposter Kane?
A match. I'm like,
I mean, it's like Taker versus Brian Lee Taker.
Hey, that was a 5-star classic. You ever see the Bollywood movie where it's the Brian Lee Undertaker versus Crush?
No.
And like, what? Yeah, Brian Lee like literally snapped Crush's neck
and puts him in a casket.
Was it? He wasn't Undertaker.
No, yes.
He was under Faker.
Yeah, it was under Faker.
He was Undertaker in the map. Boy, oh boy. You have never seen that.
Never seen Taker versus Taker?
No, not that. Not what? That.
No, oh, the ball okay. movie.
I was going to say. No.
I can only take so much. Come on.
No, but what you did see was fucking, what was the name of that movie you told us about to go look at?
Stripper versus Zombies?
The Urban Dictionary movie, what was it?
Oh, the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah, you seen the Peanut Butter Falcon though, didn't you?
I saw the movie with Shia LaBeouf in it.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't Google or Urban Dictionary the word Peanut Butter Falcon.
We've done this multiple times,
but if you tell people not to look it up like
they're
that,
they're going to do it.
You gotta Google Peanut Butter Falcon.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not Urban Dictionary Peanut Butter Falcon. Do not Urban Dictionary that. Okay, trust me. Don't be like the mod. And the first thing they did was go right to it. I just like, yep, I knew it.
Hold up.
All excited about it until I was like, oh shit.
Wait, this is Bollywood. We can show this.
No, we can't.
No.
It's Bollywood. No. Bollywood is public domain.
No, thank you for joining us, Rossi.
Do not do it.
Julian needs to see this.
We can see it after the stream.
It's like a 3-second clip.
I don't care. Three seconds will get us banned. On.
I'm big in England. I'm trying to get over in India too.
Do you not know how Bollywood works? Their movies are public domain.
I don't care. We are not getting banned in Bollywood for this.
And I got a copyright strike. I don't want another one.
Do you know what public domain even means?
Yes.
It means it's not copyright.
What the hell is wrong with you? That's what Drew says. Thank you for joining us, Jeremiah Wilkerson. And Jay Bird Middleton. Thank you for joining us. Cody,
and they had a fight later on that night.
Yeah. Okay.
The Kabuki Warriors wrestled Katana Chans and Caden Carter for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. They retained.
The fans were literally quiet through that whole entire match.
Yeah.
There's some booze.
That match was really that was a little off kilter too. Like there's a lot of spots in that match that were Peanut Butter Falcons. Yeah.
Jesus. God damn it.
Just don't look, whatever you do, don't Urban Dictionary that.
The more you tell people not to look, the more they're gonna look.
I'm trying to keep them.
The more they're going to do.
I'm trying to keep them from doing that.
And then they're gonna be like, "This show is vulgar."
No, that's why I don't want them to do it. I'm trying to help them out.
Just bring it up once and never bring it up again,
ever.
Hey, so speaking of Sami Zayn, he had an interview tonight.
Yeah,
and it was a very sympathetic babyface interview where, hey, you're like Rocky. And he's like, oh, man, I just feel like the weight of the world's on my shoulder. And it's all an uphill climb. And, you know, I want to be a champion and blah, 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 blah. He was interviewed by Jackie Redman.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you feel like you have something to prove? And he was like, yeah, like, you know, part of me has something to prove and I need to go be a champion again. So maybe we'll get Gunter versus
at WrestleMania.
Yeah, Gunter versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. They did show Sami getting pinned by Roman after the festivities of the Royal Rumble of last year, which I was at if you hadn't heard. And where he got pinned in his own hometown and couldn't, you know, whatever, whatever. So, you know, maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel for this one.
Maybe.
That's what the hamster said. And what's his name?
Just maybe.
Last match of the night was Cody Rhodes and Shinsuke Nakamura in a bull rope match.
Why? Oh, God, why? Why do we have this match again, this time with another added stipulation?
Okay, because Cody has inherited the golden shovel, and he now has to bury people.
Oh, like, Cody
now has to go 0-3 over everybody.
Hmm. Okay.
He's like, I'm the guy. Let me show you. I'll beat you 3 times in a row.
Hey, he went from mocking Triple H in AEW to becoming Triple H in WWE.
Hey, yep. I will say this. During that media scrum they had, he was a better Triple H than Triple H was.
So, I'm going to book Cody to be Shinsuke again.
Blood, when we went to Raw, wasn't that supposed to be their final match?
Yep. Like, that was their final match of their feud.
Guess what?
Swerve. He put him through the table, and he sold the... At the end of the show, he was signing the pieces of the table and giving them to people.
Hey, remember when Harley Race went for that falling headbutt and missed Jim Duggan, I think, wow, and went through the table? And then, next week, King Jerry Lawler was talking about Harley Race, and then a thought bubble appeared, and it showed, like, Harley Race in heaven, and they acted like he died?
Wow.
I thought that was him and Hogan.
Was it Hogan?
It could have been him and Hogan. I think Harley Race had a few with Jim Duggan, though, with that stupid 2x4. Gold 015115. Thank you for joining us on the Instagram page. Yeah, man. This Raw was no bueno.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a transition show because it wasn't going home. It was just...
Holy crap.
I wanted to go home, and I was at home. So that's
a holding pattern until they could figure out the swerve with Cody.
Wait a minute. One man gains only 10 years older than R-Truth. Just think
that's because R-Truth is a vampire.
Black don't crack. Black don't crack.
R-Truth contributes his good looks to or his lack of aging to clean living and being positive.
Satan?
And for saying my bad, dog.
My bad, dog.
Yo, the more you apologize, the younger you stay.
Wow. Damn. Okay.
God damn.
I hate you guys sometimes. I swear to God.
My bad, dog.
My bad, dog. So, yeah, what happened at Really Awful Wrestling this weekend? Because I missed it.
We watched some really awful wrestling.
We watched New Jack beating up Gypsy Joe.
Gypsy Rose.
Wow. With that being said,
I have some good stuff for this Friday.
Oh, we also saw that chick, Knuckles.
Mickey Knuckles. Oh,
Mickey Knuckles.
Her fighting. The guy they stiffed at the Queen of the Death match, Mike Levy.
Oh. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you get when you watch the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. You get straight in your face, realistic talk. None of that talking head all bullshit that you guys face. Get everywhere. Jesus Christ.
Close your eyes so it doesn't get in.
Also, Blood, I sent you a picture of what we were watching, the guy that looked like Rob Zombie. And
Thank you for BCW Worldwide TV redeeming all your points so far. Jesus Christ.
Don't send them a picture of what you and Bones are watching after the show.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, wait.
Oh my God. Holler if you hear me, boys.
Yeah.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast recap of Monday Night Raw. We'll see you Wednesday for Black History Trivia at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. After that, the AEW Dynamite recap with these three guys, because I won't be here. I'll be at a work event. Sorry, guys.
And Tony Khan has got a huge announcement.
Oh my God.
And Blood's going to miss Tony Khan's huge announcement.
That's right. Lucky me. Lucky me.
Tickets are half.
I am going to be a two-time. Be here Wednesday to see me become a two-time Black History Month trivia.
Josh, you better win, Josh.
Scissor me, Black History.
Wow. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, goodbye.